email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, it started on Friday. Yeah, we've been on the hunt for the elusive Ernie's 2&2 bar. We were asking you on Friday which chocolate bar would you like to see back on the shelves, and there was a few others, but the majority of people wanted to see the 2&2 bar back. Yesterday we spoke to Karen Nolan. Karen is the great-great-granddaughter of Eileen Gallagher, and Eileen was the driving force behind Ernie's, who made the 2&2 bar. And Karen mentioned that there's a man we should talk to, and his name is Leo Cummins. So chapter 3, is it, in the 2&2 bar story. We have Leo Cummins here in studio from Hazelbrook Confectionery in Newbridge. How are you doing, Leo?
I'm fine, Ray.
Good to see you.
So usually get an email or about 2&2 at 4:30 in the afternoon yesterday. Normally I get them at midnight or a bit after midnight, and normally there's an error in the spelling somewhere.
Right, and what's so that? People in a pub discussing?
I think it must be, yeah.
it
seems to come up a lot in conversation when people are talking about.
There's a lot of affection
nostalgia.
For it, isn't
there? Oh, there is, yeah. Now, probably, as it last produced, 1985.
Right.
I think some of your callers yesterday said they got some in the 80s, and it was out in 85, and that was the last time it was made.
Right. You are Mr. Nostalgia Chocolate in this country. You've been doing it for a long time. Where did it start?
Yeah, well, I've always been in the sweet business. My father was a wholesaler of sweets, and then I done my thesis in college on the confectionery industry, and then we started manufacturing around 1980. And then in recent years, my business partner, David Stone, and myself, we've accumulated up a lot of the older brands that we bought over the years. And then we're gradually bringing them out because it takes a lot of time, money and know-how to do it. And we do it the hard way. We make it ourselves. We don't kind of subcontract it out or okay. anything like that. So we're employing people down in Newbridge in our factory there. And we've 20 grade plus workers down there working away. And over the years, we've kind of, 2&2 was one that was always on the horizon. I always had planned it. But of all the products, it probably is the one with the most, needs the most money to do.
Because Karen was saying yesterday it's quite complicated. So the base,
it is, yeah.
The base,
I mean,
is what, milk chocolate?
Yeah, it, the plants, well, I remember walking around it when I saw it last, about 1984. And
so you saw it been made?
Oh, I saw it been made, wow. yeah. No, a friend of mine, back it wasn't, as she said, it was in the Ernie days. Ernie then was bought by HB. HB had HB chocolates and HB ice cream. But they were owned by Unilever, and Unilever were making vegetable fats, and all their customers, where they were supplying all the chocolate companies, and decided as a company they couldn't be competing with their customers. So they got out of chocolate. I remember going to the auction. I'd only started in the industry in 1980, and being beside a friend of mine, a guy I looked up to, he was kind of the most innovative guy at the time in the industry, Brian McMahon. And he married into the Dunn Stores family. And Brian, his father, was a sales rep in Ernie, and Brian went after the 2&2 plant, and he bought it.
Right.
Moved it to a plant he had set up in Finglas in McKee Avenue, and he started making Cleves, funnily enough, 2&2 bars in 1981. And the plant was, most kind of confectionery chocolate products, you would deposit the product, it would go down through a cooling tunnel, and it would be packed. But in the case of 2&2, you first of all, you must remember the top of the product is the bottom of the product when you're making it, because you're inverting a mould.
Right.
So you deposited dark chocolate into a mould.
Which turns out to be the top, obviously.
Half a mould, half filled it. Then it went down through a cooling tunnel to be cooled, because it had to be reasonably solid to take the next stage. And then a depositor deposited in some white fondant, and then it went down another length, and another depositor deposited brown fondant, a kind of a fudge fondant. And then that went through a whole long cooling tunnel.
Right.
And then it came out and it went through a milk chocolate depositor. And then it had to be cooled as well. And it went through a whole process before it was demolded. And the problem was that when I bought it, Brian had got it going, and he was selling enormous quantities. Like, he was selling about, I'd say, 10,000 boxes a week. Going really well for him. And unfortunately for him, the cocoa market went through one of its funny periods, and he got caught, lost money, and the business unfortunately went under. So I went in, and I was interested in getting the machinery. So we bought the machinery. Another friend of mine, we were setting up another business as well. He bought the plant. He bought the building for putting in a jelly plant. So he bought the building and we bought the machinery. But the machinery was too big for my factory. Like, it was probably three times the size.
Great story, Leo.
So I mothballed it for a long time.
Yeah.
And the problem would be that to bring it back, A, you needed a huge factory, and B...
How big is it?
I would take about at least probably, I'd say, 120 metres in length.
What?
And it would use a lot of energy as well.
120 metres?
Yeah, between all the cool. Every time you see a cooler, you have to go through a long process. Right. And it wouldn't be efficient to make it on that particular plan
right.
now. Now, things have moved on, but we bought it and didn't do anything with it. Took parts of it and made other products with parts of the machine, okay, simpler products. And then that jelly company went under in about 13 or 14 years later. And I bought the brands from that company because it had the brands
right.
in it. So we got Arnie and Cleves and 2&2 and Beano's and
so
a whole
variety of
brands
own
then.
Arnie's 2&2.
We bought all those brands, yeah.
Okay.
And then, we'd also bought Hadji Bay down in Cork. So Arnie kind of had its origins on the Tyrone-Donegal border, but then moved in 1924 to the next aerodrome in Talla.
Yeah.
And apart from maybe Glenabbey, Arnie was the only thing out in the country in Talla. It employed about up to 600 people at one stage. That was 1924 when it moved, when the Free State were giving grants for people to set up new industries. We had bought Hadji Bay in Cork, which was had a great history, but I mean, you and I might know it at the time because it was very gentry. It was all, if you were very posh, you kind of bought Hadji Bay in Cork.
Right,
and it
right.
was, and even today, we still only sell it in Brown Thomas and Ivor
right,
and very
right.
premium outlets, but we also sell it in the UK a lot of
just go back to 2&2 then, because by your description, there was so much involved that it must have come at a premium price then, did it? Was it
a
high-end?
No, it was a standard chocolate
was
bar.
Right?
No, basically, Arnie were kind of competing with Cadbury's and Roundtree.
Yeah.
Mars weren't on the market because of the EU. There was a lot of embargoes and so on. It wasn't free trade as such. So
yeah.
Arnie were kind of the third player. And HB had tried to create three mega brands when they kind of had their input in. And they redeveloped some of the Arnie ones, which was mainly 2&2, Catch Bar, which is still out today,
oh, yeah.
now produced in Malta.
Catch it if you can.
Yeah. And then Beano's, which is another one, which are kind of a poor man's Smarties, as
yes,
it were, almost
yes,
at
yeah.
the time. And then they had a range of chocolate bars with various ones, cream cocktail, pet bars, pirate bars, a whole variety
yeah.
of ones. But
so here, because I'm looking
2&2
at the
is unique.
There. Yes, it is unique.
And we looked all over the world and there's no one else actually makes a product like it.
Okay.
We have a product, Ice Caramels, that we make. No one else in the world makes Ice Caramels.
Right.
So we seem to specialise in things that are a little bit difficult and a bit unique.
So where are we at then? You know, because
well,
there is
developed
an affection for it
yeah,
out there.
We brought back Hadji Bay to great success. We're now bringing back a lot of the Cleves products to great
right.
success. We've Ice Caramels back, we've Slab Toffee back, we're bringing a range of chocolate bars and we're bringing fudge back now under Cleves. And that'll be all completed probably by the end of this year.
All produced
and
in Newbridge.
All produced in Newbridge. And kind of the funding from that, I think, will now create the next focus for the next 2 years. We'll be now plowed into getting 2&2 back.
Right. If you get 2&2 bar back, we will do an OB from the place on the day
sure.
of the launch. Is that a deal? So you've obviously had to streamline it, so it's not 120 metres long anymore.
Yeah. Well, modern technology has made cooling more condensed.
Right, okay.
So, but it will be an expensive process. It's probably, you're looking at equipment that could be up to €1 billion. Now, there's probably, I know the game well, we probably will find machinery.
And are you going to be true to the original recipe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we have all the recipes. We have the moulds themselves.
Right.
We have the wrapping machines.
What?
Different, more modern, but they'll do the same thing of right. a foil and band chocolate bar with that wrapper around it. My big dilemma is, do I call it Arnie or do I brand it as Arnie or brand it as Cleves? Because it was sold as both in its time.
Yes. Well, Arnie came first. And I think, in memory of the great Eileen, who started the whole thing out, what do you think?
Well, it's hard to know. Cleves was a fantastic history
right,
as
okay,
well.
Right, okay. Well, we'll leave that up to you.
Maybe we'll have
Leo, I'm delighted now. So that's where we have to park the story of the 2&2 for the moment. But
that's
you're going to come
moment.
Back to us and keep in contact.
We'll be working hard on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, great to see you.
Okay, right.
Thanks for coming
Thank
in. Leo Cummins there.